in Montreal.
For CGLO News, I'm Erdine Batzorek. History was made on Sunday night as for the first time an NHL game was broadcast in Cree. Studio host Earl Wood, who provided commentary and analysis in Plains Cree alongside Clarence Iron and John Cabot, said, quote, "I'm completely in awe and I'm very proud," end quote. According to CBC, Wood, the founder of the magazine Northern Cree Singers, said this was a first step for Indigenous languages to be presented to a broader audience. Quote, "The many different Indigenous languages, they're very, very beautiful. They each have so much energy and they each have so much knowledge and beauty and coherence to them," end quote. The game between the Montreal Canadiens and the Carolina Hurricanes, which aired on Sunday night on Rogers Hometown Hockey, was commented on by a fusion of English and Plains Cree. You ever wanted to learn how to fish? Well, you might get a chance and also get a chance to visit Yellowknife at the same time. According to CBC Indigenous, Yellowknife's Rainbow Coalition hosted the drop-in fish camp on Great Slave Lake. Participants learned how to set a net, how to check, and how to fillet and dry fish from their catch. There was even an opportunity to create art from the day's bounty. Organizers of the event said this event was open to all, regardless of age and gender. Gia Zentu, the Indigenous and LGBTQ program coordinator for the Rainbow Coalition, said, quote, "We tend to have this perspective of Dean culture that it's very gendered, like male-female roles, positions, which activities you can and can't do," end quote. The Rainbow Coalition estimated about 120 people came out to the camp over the last weekend, and about 40 people were coming out each day early last week. Although the season has ended, this could be a winter activity you can pencil into your schedule for next year. The results of the long-awaited Thailand election has been delayed once again due to confusion. According to Al Jazeera, on Sunday, the preliminary results from Thailand's election commission showed the military-backed party Palang Pracharat Party was in the lead in the country's first election since a military coup in 2014. However, on Monday, when the official results were to be announced, the exiled former Prime Minister's party, Phu Thai, had 138 seats out of the 500 lower chamber seats compared to the 96 won by PPRP, other smaller parties gaining around 30 seats each. While the pro-military PPRP has the larger share of the popular vote, there are still 150 seats up for the taking. Amidst criticism from both the parties and the public, the EC said they will be publishing the full results on May 9th. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cglo.com/news.
Good morning, people of the world. You're tuning in to Sold Out on CJLO Radio 1690 AM and CJLO.com in the beautiful, balmy, warm, can I say warm yet? I don't know. It's the first episode of spring. We're here in Montreal. It's a good morning, I think, folks. There's a bit of a wind, but, you know, that's not going to get us down. And seeing as it is the first show I'm doing of the spring, we got something to start us off with this morning. Courtesy of Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds. This comes from an album called The Weather Below. Came out maybe 4 years ago, I'm going to say. This is their hit song, Sugar, hoping it adds a little bit of sugar to your morning.
But if you found it silent, we can make it out tonight.
Anderson .Paak in the house, people. It's certainly good to hear back from him so soon, wouldn't you say? This is his first release since his last album, Oxnard, which came out last October, I believe. This would be his returning statement with a song called King James. And to keep things going now on the show, maybe you don't associate soul music with Nanaimo, BC, because I don't think I would say I would either. However, you know, there's a pretty poppin' blues scene over there in BC, and this guy, David Gogo, is definitely a part of that. So I'm about to play a track from David Gogo's album, Come On Down, and the track is actually originally a Fleetwood Mac song, a Christine McVie song back in the Bob Welsh days. When you hear it, maybe you'll recognize it. This is a song called Spare Me a Little of Your Love. You're listening to Sold Out on CJLO Radio 1690 AM.
Why not lie here in my arms and just listen to the night? Yes, you know you must have a certain charm, and I feel the time is right. So spare me a little. In every single way, and I know it's not the same as before, it's getting stronger every day. Well, spare me a little.
Midef Fake presents the 13th edition of the City d'Or de la Musique du Monde. The one and only City d'Or Musical Honors invites you to discover 36 of the best world music groups throughout this unique showcase. Come and vote for your favorite artists and enjoy free concerts every Tuesday and Wednesdays at Club Balatu until April 18th. The City d'Or, the People's Choice Award that brings the world together. For more information, visit www.cityduff.com.
I am Claudia Rocks. I am strong. Hey, Julie Perry, are you strong?
Why, yes, I am strong. Hey, Big Pete, are you strong?
I am extra strong. How about you, Jerry?
Super strong. Gundam Seed Destiny?
For strongest.
We are strong together.
Tune in to Audio Pen Pals every second Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. on CJLO 6090 AM.
To get your dose of news and commentary from Montreal's differently abled community.
Welcome back to the show, folks. You're listening to Sold Out on CJLO Radio 1690 AM and CJLO.com. My name is Lou, of course, and you know, we're going to take things down a different direction now. I realized when I made the arrangement of songs that we're going to play this week on the program, a lot of them are coming out of the 60s, and this is going to be a good taste of Motown for all you Motown people out there. Maybe not what you'd think, though. This is from a singer named Chris Clark, who is usually a backup singer. She does have a collection of songs. I found, like, this compilation that I don't know if it's new or old, but every song kills, man. Every song is good. So without any further ado, let's give it over to Chris Clark with Whisper You Love Me, Boy. Let's hear it.
Is pure, make me feel reassured. The way you treat me just isn't fair. Come on, once in a while, tell me you care. Whisper you love me, boy. Whisper you need me, boy. Now nothing to change. Your love for me still remains. Whisper you love me, boy. Whisper you need me, boy. Say it in your sweet way. Things I seldom hear you say. Whisper you love me, boy. Whisper you need me, boy. Tell me that your love is true. Tell me that you love me. Tell me that you need me. Whisper you love me, boy. Whisper you need me, boy. Tell me that your love is true. Tell me that you love me. Tell me that you need me. You used to say that you loved me the most, but now you're hardly ever. Love me, tell me that you need me. Whisper you love me, boy. Whisper you need me, boy. Tell me that your love is true. Tell me that you love me. Tell me that you need me. Whisper you love me, boy. Whisper you need me, boy. Oh baby, don't look back. Oh, wreck.
was Nick Waterhouse with Wreck the Rod. You know what? I'm going to start having to have a segment on this show because it feels like every week I feature an artist that that made their music within the last couple of years but sounds like they made it 50 years ago. Nick Waterhouse is one of those guys. He looks like Buddy Holly, but he sounds just about as authentic as they come. That was Wreck the Rod off his latest album. And from here, we're going to move on to another region of soul music. This comes from an album that I recently heard, and it was one of those albums where you go, man, where has this been my whole life? I can't believe I've never heard this before. This comes from the one and only D'Angelo. This is Feel Like Making Love off of his classic 2000 album, Voodoo. D'Angelo, please take us away. Oh, How about that, folks? That takes us through the smooth section of our show, the middle smooth section of our show. You're still listening to Sold Out. First, we heard Feel Like Making Love by the Titan of Neo Soul, D'Angelo. And just right after that, what we just heard was Get Together by Cali Technis, a local hero of this this grooving neo-soul scene. That was produced by a friend of the show, Chase Wave. He's a Concordian. He's a Concordia student and an excellent producer at that, too. Definitely, if you want to hear more of those vibes, check out Cali Technis and check out the other stuff produced by Chase Wave. Now, as things stand right now, we're going to hand it over to another Canadian. This guy's a bit of a throwback. He's not so contemporary right now. But he did write, you remember that Grand Funk song, Some Kind of Wonderful? Think about it. Maybe you can hum it. That was written by John Ellison, a Canadian guy. And this is another song of his called Keep On Making Love to Me. It's almost like a sequel to the D'Angelo song we just heard. So, John Ellison, please take us away.
Ground and fall.
Black coffee is where it's at, people. What did you think of that one? You know, that comes out of a very interesting period in music that I find endlessly interesting, and this band is part of that. That was Humble Pie with Black Coffee. Humble Pie, the lead singer, Steve Marriott, I always thought he was kind of like what we would get if we could morph Aretha Franklin's voice with Geddy Lee or something like that, because... Man, that guy can shriek. He's really a one-of-a-kind singer. And the Humble Pie is a cool band. Maybe one, in retrospect, like a sort of problematic band. Maybe they kind of fit up there in like a Spinal Tap type band. But you know, when they get it cooking, they get it cooking. And to take things forward, now we're going back to the 60s, folks. I told you it was going to be a heavy show on the 60s. This is coming from the Capitals. This is a song called Cool Jerk. It was released on the Karen label. You can find it on this excellent compilation called This Is Soul. I know that sounds pretty basic, but I'm telling you, it's a really good collection. This is the Capitals with the Cool Jerk, that crazy dance craze we all remember, don't we? If you're able to dance right now, I suggest you do, because this is the song for it. You're listening to Sold Out on CJLO Radio 1690 AM. And CJLO.com. This is the Cool Jerk.
Hey, hey. When they see me walking down the street, hey, hey. Freak presents Fatoumata Diawara, playing music from her Grammy-nominated new album, Fenfo. This irresistible Malian singer will perform live in concert on Tuesday, April 2nd at Théâtre La Nationale. For more information, visit productionnuitdafrique.com.
Tune in to Fatal Attraction on CJLO 1690 AM every Thursday from 11 AM to 12 PM. Listen to Fatal Attraction, CJLO's very own cesspool of weird YouTube videos and bad advice. And sometimes I interview really cool people. So that's Fatal Attraction on CJLO 1690 AM. You should really listen to it.
Welcome back to the show, people. It's sold out. My name is Lou. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com, here in Montreal. Right before the break, we heard a group from Australia. I know Australia, right? It's kind of off the grid, isn't it? But they got plenty of soul cooking over there. That was Right For Me by the Teskey Brothers. Check out their new album. It's real good stuff. And with that, we're almost coming to the end of the show. We're in the home stretch now already, so don't unbuckle your seatbelts just yet because we still have some soul to get through. But this is the part of the show where I usually say, if you want to get in contact with me, please, I encourage it. You can reach out to soldoutshow@gmail.com. That'd be soldout, S-O-U-L-D, outshow@gmail.com. Send me requests, send me ideas, let's just chat, whatever you want. I know some people would say get on Twitter. I'm not much of a Twitter guy myself, but, you know, There's still plenty of ways to get in touch with me. Now to keep the ball rolling here on the show, I've got a great singer out of Toronto. Her name is Charlotte Day Wilson, and this is a song of hers called Work. I know it doesn't sound very fun, but I promise it's a wonderful song. So Charlotte, please show us what it's all about. Here's Charlotte Day Wilson.
Oh,
The Temptations on Sold Out CJLO Radio 1690 AM. That was the classic. I can't stress how classic that song is. It's called My Girl, of course. I know you know it already. Anyway, we're just about at the end of the show now. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned. There's Democracy Now! Up next for all the your up-to-date news and geopolitics and all that. Thank you for listening this time around. I'll catch you next week. My name is Lou. This is Sold Out Radio. It's actually CJLO Radio, but this is Sold Out, the show on CJLO Radio 1690 AM. We're going to dig back into the bag of great 60s tracks right now one last time. This is some deep fried soul coming to us from Robert Parker. Robert Parker is going to play us out with a song called You Shaking Things Up. Robert Parker, please, you have the floor. I'll catch you all next week. Thank you for listening. Have a great, great, great day.
Keep it.